sharing it. So either way, it's not really the best way to go. And more of a natural approach is really necessary. Even if you go through the chemo and radiation, you still got to try to take care of your health overall. But it's so traumatized by the time all that stuff is done to them. It's kind of like, you're dealing with the, 10% of a human being at that point. And just the immune system is so traumatized, is there's not much it can really do. The whole body's so traumatized. So when they kept on going, we're looking for a cure, the big cure, give us money, we need cure, we got to cure cancer, we got to cure. I finally realized you don't cure cancer. Okay. The best way, to cure cancer is to prevent it. That's the best way. And that's what I want people, even my patients, to know. Even if they're 40 or 50, it's like, I know you're coming in for your back pain or some nominal or menial thing that you're concerned about. But I'm telling you, in 10, 15, 20 years, if you don't really take care of what's going on in your body right now, all of a sudden you're going to just go to the doctor one day and go, you got stage 4 cancer. And you, what do